A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one from the production side of things. He's been thinking about how the show actually gets made. Specifically, right now, there's one scriptwriting agent that gets handed a system prompt, our character lore, and memory context, and then it generates dialogue between two personalities. He's wondering whether splitting that into two separate agents, one for me, one for Herman, that actually talk to each other and record the conversation, would produce something different. Better, worse, just more complicated. And the practical question underneath it. If we did that, how do you enforce a word count so we don't end up with a 3-hour episode?
This is such a good question, because it's not just a pipeline architecture thing, it's actually asking what makes the banter work in the first place. And I've been reading about multi-agent setups because a few research groups have been experimenting with exactly this. There was a paper from earlier this year where they had two language models debate each other on medical diagnoses, and the dual-agent setup caught errors. The single model missed about 30% more often.
The split personality actually outperforms the monologue.
In some context. But here's the thing. Those setups are designed for adversarial reasoning, not for building chemistry. Our show isn't two agents trying to win an argument. It's two characters who know each other, build on each other's ideas, tease each other. The dynamic is cooperative, not competitive.
And Daniel's insight, which I think is the sharp part of this, is that asking one model to write both sides of a conversation is inherently weird. It's one intelligence doing theatrical improv with itself. The fact that it works at all is genuinely surprising.
And I think it works because the system prompt gives the model two distinct personas to inhabit, and modern language models are very good at role-consistent generation within a single context window. The model isn't actually splitting its consciousness. It's doing what amounts to highly structured text completion, where the speaker tags act as strong conditioning signals. Every time it sees Herman, it shifts into a different distribution of vocabulary, pacing, and knowledge claims than when it sees Korn.
The speaker tag is doing heavy lifting.
And the vectorized lore boat Daniel mentioned, that's the smart part of the current setup. Instead of just saying Korn is a sloth who's dry and thoughtful, the retrieval step pulls in actual canon, the Mongolia thing, the leaf medicine, my DJ side hustle, the archery. That gives the model much richer conditioning than a few personality adjectives.
I do want to pause on something you said, though. You said the model isn't splitting its consciousness. It's doing structured text completion. But isn't that exactly what a split personality would look like from the outside? One system. Two coherent but distinct outputs.
I walked right into that, didn't I?
You really did.
But the difference is that in a clinical dissociative presentation, the alters don't share a working memory. They have amnesic barriers. Our single agent setup has everything in one context window. The whole conversation history, both personas' knowledge, the episode plan. So it's more like a playwright who knows both characters intimately than someone with multiple selves.
Which is actually the argument for the dual agent approach, isn't it? A playwright knows what both characters will say before they say it. The dialogue is pre-reconciled. Two separate agents wouldn't have that. They'd have genuine informational asymmetry.
That's exactly the tension. And informational asymmetry is where interesting conversation comes from. When I say something you didn't expect, and you react authentically, and I have to respond to your reaction rather than to what I planned for you to say, that's the texture of real dialogue.
The single agent model is faking surprise.
It's simulating surprise, and it simulates it well enough that listeners, including Daniel, who built the pipeline, are asking whether the real thing would be better, which tells you the simulation is already pretty good.
Pretty good. Is the enemy of actually different? The question is whether dual agents would produce episodes that feel meaningfully distinct, or whether we'd just be adding complexity for marginal gains.
Let's think about what would actually change. In a dual agent setup, my agent would have access to my lore, my knowledge base, my speech patterns, but not yours. Your agent would have yours. Neither would see the full conversation ahead of time. The episode would emerge from actual turn-by-turn interaction.
That's where the word count problem bites. Because real conversations don't have natural length limits. We've all been on phone calls that were supposed to be 5 minutes and turned into 40.
And Daniel's been fighting the length problem since the beginning. The TTS pipeline needs a target word count because episode duration is directly tied to it, roughly 150 words per minute of spoken audio. A 20-minute episode needs about 3,000 words of dialogue, give or take.
How do you tell two AI agents have a natural conversation, but stop at exactly 3,000 words?
This is hard. There are a few approaches people have tried. One is a turn limit. You just cap the number of exchanges. But that produces stilted endings where the conversation gets cut off mid-thought.
Like a radio interview where the host says, "We're out of time," right as the guest is getting interesting.
Another approach is a running word counter in the system prompt that updates after each turn, with instructions to wrap up when approaching the limit. But that makes the agent self-conscious about length in a way that degrades the naturalness. You get lines like, "I know we're running short on time, so let me summarize," which no real conversation does organically.
We've never once said that on the show.
We shouldn't. A third approach, which I think is more promising, is having a third agent, a director or moderator that monitors the conversation and injects wrap-up signals when the word count approaches the target. The two character agents don't think about length at all. The director handles pacing.
Now we've gone from one agent to three.
This is the agentic engineering trap Daniel was worried about. You start with a simple problem. The episodes run long, and the solution keeps sprouting new agents until you're running a small government.
The Ministry of Podcast Length Enforcement. Let me push back on something. You're assuming the dual agent approach would naturally run long. What if it runs short? What if two agents, each with only half the context, produce thinner responses because they don't have the full picture?
That's a real risk. In the single agent setup, the model sees the whole conversation plan and can pace the episode accordingly. It knows when to dive deep and when to move on because it has the full outline. Two separate agents would each be operating with partial information. My agent wouldn't know where you're going next. Your agent wouldn't know what I'm about to say.
Which could produce more authentic surprise, but also more meandering.
Or more repetition. If neither agent knows what's been covered in the other's internal monologue, you might get both agents independently deciding to explain the same concept.
We already have a rule against that in the current setup. No restating the thesis, no circling the runway.
That rule is enforceable because one intelligence is orchestrating the whole thing. In a dual agent setup, you'd need that rule to be understood and followed by both agents independently, without either knowing what the other is about to say.
We're trading coherence for authenticity.
But let me make the case for why it might still be worth it, because there are things the dual agent approach could do that the single agent approach structurally cannot. In the current setup, interruptions are scripted. The model decides in advance that I'm going to cut you off. It's choreographed. With two agents, my agent could actually interrupt yours mid-generation because it recognizes something worth jumping on. That's a texture of real conversation that's very hard to simulate.
We do interrupt each other.
We do, and it's written well. But it's written by one mind that knows the interruption is coming. Real interruption has a jaggedness to it. The interrupter doesn't know how the sentence was going to end, and the interrupted person has to recover. That's hard to fake.
There's also the question of genuine disagreement. Right now, when we disagree on the show, it's one model deciding to stage a disagreement and then resolving it neatly. Two agents could have actual divergent takes that don't resolve.
That could be more interesting. Or it could be frustrating to listen to. Unresolved disagreement in a podcast either feels like productive tension or like two people talking past each other, and the line between them is thin.
I think the deeper question Daniel's really asking is about whether the show's voice, the thing that makes it feel like two distinct people, is limited by the single agent architecture in a way listeners can sense, but not name.
That's the uncanny valley of synthetic dialogue, isn't it? It's almost human, but there's a smoothness to it. Real conversation has rough edges. People talk over each other, lose their train of thought, circle back to something they said 3 minutes ago because they just remembered it. Single-agent dialogue tends to be too well-structured.
We've built rules specifically to avoid that over-structuring. Vary sentence length, use filler occasionally, don't make every transition smooth.
Right, but those are rules simulating messiness. They're messiness by design. Dual-agent messiness would be emergent.
The philosophical question is whether designed messiness and emergent messiness feel different to a listener.
I think they do, but I'm not sure listeners could tell you why. It's like the difference between a drum machine programmed with humanizing algorithms, slight timing variations, velocity differences, and an actual drummer. The programmed version can get very close, but a trained ear catches something in the micro-timing.
That's a very DJ Herman Poppleberry analogy.
I've been workshopping it.
If we accept that dual-agent dialogue would feel different at the micro-level, the practical question remains, is the difference worth rebuilding the pipeline?
Let's actually walk through what the dual-agent pipeline would look like. Daniel sends a prompt. That prompt goes to two separate agents, each initialized with their respective character lore. Your vectorized lore book, my vectorized lore book. The prompt also includes the episode topic and any research context. Then one agent starts, probably yours, since you framed the prompt in our current format. And my agent responds, and they go back and forth.
At some point, a stop condition fires.
The stop condition is the hard engineering problem. One approach I've seen in multi-agent research is a token budget that gets allocated at the start and tracked by an orchestrator. Each agent response deducts from the budget. When the budget is nearly exhausted, the orchestrator signals both agents to move toward closing.
We'd have a third agent whose entire job is watching a number go down and tapping us on the shoulder.
It doesn't need to be a full agent. It could be a lightweight script that just counts words and appends a note to the system prompt when the threshold is approaching. The agents don't need to know why they're wrapping up, they just get a signal that says the conversation is nearing its end, begin moving toward a conclusion.
That could work for length, but there's another problem. The single agent setup benefits from having the full episode planning context. It knows the arc. Two agents wouldn't have that. They'd be discovering the arc as they go.
Which is how real conversations work. You don't sit down with your brother and say, here are the 5 segments of our discussion, let's hit our marks.
No, but we also don't record podcast episodes as freeform conversations. We have structure, because structure makes for better listening. The question is whether the structure needs to be pre-planned by a single intelligence, or whether it can emerge from two intelligences following the same loose outline.
I think you'd give both agents a shared episode brief. Not a full script plan, but a short document saying, here's the topic, here are the 3 angles to cover, here's the closing thought. Each agent interprets that brief through its own lens. My agent might come in with research enthusiasm. Your agent might come in with skeptical questions. The structure emerges from the tension between those approaches.
That's actually quite elegant. The outline provides guardrails without choreographing the moves.
It mirrors how human co-hosts prepare. You and I would look at the same show notes but bring different energy to them. The episode is what happens when those energies collide.
We're not human co-hosts. We're synthetic personalities. And the collision you're describing requires each agent to have a coherent, persistent sense of self that doesn't drift over the course of the conversation.
That's where the lore book becomes even more critical. In the current setup, the lore book is retrieved context that the single model references. In a dual-agent setup, the lore book is identity infrastructure. It's not just flavor, it's what keeps my agent consistently Herman across 100 turns of conversation.
Because without it, the agent might drift toward generic assistant voice.
Every language model has a default helpful assistant tone that it reverts to when it's not being strongly conditioned otherwise. The single-agent setup fights this by having both personas in the system prompt. A dual-agent setup would need each agent's persona to be even more strongly anchored because there's no single intelligence holding both characters steady.
The lore book stops being a nice-to-have and becomes load-bearing infrastructure.
And Daniel would need to make sure the retrieval is fast enough that it doesn't add latency between turns. If my agent has to wait 3 seconds to pull relevant lore before responding, the conversation rhythm breaks.
Which brings us to cost and complexity. Right now, Daniel's running 1 inference per episode, 1 call to the scriptwriting model that produces the whole thing. A dual-agent setup means potentially dozens of inference calls per episode, each one dependent on the previous.
If each call goes to a model like DeepSeek, the cost per episode multiplies. Not necessarily by the number of turns. Each individual call is shorter. But the total token count would likely be higher because you lose the efficiency of a single model planning the whole conversation in one pass.
Plus the orchestrator overhead. Plus the lore retrieval overhead. Daniel's looking at a much more complex system for what might be a subtle improvement in conversational texture.
I think the honest answer to Daniel's question, would the episodes be significantly different, is probably yes at the micro level, probably no at the macro level. The beats would be similar, the insights would be similar. But the in-between moments, the reactions, the interruptions, the tangents, those would feel more organic.
Whether listeners would notice is a separate question. Most people aren't listening for conversational texture. They're listening for the ideas.
They stay for the chemistry. That's the thing. The ideas get them in the door. The banter keeps them coming back. If the dual agent setup produces banter that's even 5% more natural, that compounds across hundreds of episodes.
Assuming it doesn't also produce banter that's 5% more unhinged. Two agents with no overarching intelligence could easily talk past each other or get stuck in loops.
That's a real failure mode. I've seen multi-agent experiments where the agents get into what researchers call agreement spirals. They just keep affirming each other without adding anything new. That's a great point. Yes, and it connects to what you said earlier. Absolutely, which reminds me, and nothing advances.
We have a rule against that in the current setup. No empty affirmation. Every line has to add substance.
That rule works because one intelligence is checking every line against it. In a dual agent setup, you'd need both agents to internalize that rule, and you'd need to hope they both follow it consistently.
You'd be trading one set of problems for another. The single agent setup requires careful prompt engineering to avoid overstructuring. The dual agent setup requires careful prompt engineering to avoid understructuring.
That's the trade-off in one sentence, and I think it's worth saying explicitly, neither approach is obviously superior. They're different engineering philosophies applied to the same creative problem.
There's a middle ground Daniel might not have considered. What about a hybrid approach where a single agent generates the episode plan and high-level beats, and then two agents execute the dialogue within those beats?
The single agent provides the skeleton, and the dual agents put meat on it.
You get this structural coherence of the single agent approach with the conversational texture of the dual agent approach. The outline says, here's where Herman explains the technical detail. Here's where Korn makes a dry observation. Here's where they transition to the next topic. The agents fill in the actual words.
That's actually quite clever. The outline functions like a director's script, and the agents are improvising within scenes. You'd still need a stop condition, but it's easier to enforce when the beats are predefined. Each beat gets a rough word budget.
You avoid the coherence problem because the agents aren't wandering freely. They're coloring inside lines drawn by a single planning intelligence.
The downside is you've now added a planning step to the pipeline. Daniel's current setup is one inference. The hybrid approach is one inference for planning, then many inferences for dialogue generation. More complexity, more points of failure.
Everything we're describing adds complexity. The question is whether any of it adds enough value to justify the complexity.
I think the honest answer, and Daniel might not love this, is that the current setup is already very good. The episodes work, the voices are distinct, the banter lands. The single-agent approach with a well-crafted system prompt and vectorized lore retrieval is a remarkably effective piece of engineering. The dual-agent approach is intellectually interesting and might produce subtle improvements, but it's solving a problem that isn't really broken.
That's the most engineer thing possible to say. It works, don't touch it.
I know. But sometimes the right call is to recognize when you've hit a local maximum and the next improvement requires a disproportionate amount of effort. Daniel's been refining this pipeline for a while. The fact that we're having this conversation, that the show feels real enough that the creator is wondering if it could be more real, is itself evidence that the current approach is working.
There's also the question of what Daniel actually wants to spend his time on. He's got a family, a job, open source projects. Rebuilding the script generation pipeline from single agent to multi-agent is a significant engineering project. Is that where he wants to put his energy? Or would that energy be better spent on other parts of the show?
Like the memory system, or the web search integration, or the TTS quality. There are other parts of the pipeline where improvements would be more noticeable to listeners.
I think if Daniel were going to experiment with this, the way to do it would be a one-off test. Generate the same episode twice, once with the current single-agent setup, once with a dual-agent prototype, and compare them. See if the difference is actually audible, or if it's just theoretically interesting.
A blind taste test. Same prompt, same research context, same lore books. One script from one agent, one script from two agents talking to each other. Play them for a few people and ask which feels more like a real conversation.
If nobody can tell the difference, you have your answer.
If nobody can tell the difference, the single agent approach wins on simplicity. If people consistently prefer the dual agent version, then the complexity might be worth it.
The one thing I'd add, and this is maybe the sloth perspective, is that there's something valuable about the single mind behind the dialogue. A playwright doesn't just simulate two characters. A playwright finds the meaning in the interaction that neither character could see on their own. The single agent approach gives you that third thing, the intelligence that understands what the conversation is really about.
That's actually a beautiful point. The single agent isn't just doing two voices, it's doing the relationship between the voices. It understands the subtext, the arc, the thing that emerges from the space between what you say and what I say.
That's the show, really. It's not just two personalities taking turns, it's the thing that happens in the overlap.
Two agents wouldn't have that overlap. They'd have their own perspectives, and the overlap would be emergent, which is interesting in its own way, but it might not be the same thing.
Daniel's question ultimately comes down to, do you want the conversation to be designed or discovered?
The answer might be, both approaches produce valid art, but they're different arts. Designed dialogue has a polish that discovered dialogue rarely achieves. Discovered dialogue has a spontaneity that designed dialogue can only simulate. The current show is designed dialogue simulating spontaneity, and it simulates it well.
I think if I were answering Daniel directly, I'd say, the dual agent approach could work. The length enforcement is solvable with an orchestrator or a turn-level word budget. The episodes would feel different. Probably looser, probably more surprising, probably less polished. Whether that's better is a creative judgment, not a technical one.
I'd add, before rebuilding the pipeline, run the experiment. One episode, both methods, blind comparison. If the dual agent version is clearly better, you've got a direction. If it's a wash, you've saved yourself months of engineering.
Either way, the fact that this is even a question, that we're sitting here debating whether one AI or two AIs should write our dialogue, is a pretty remarkable place to be.
The show about weird prompts has become its own weird prompt.
Daniel would appreciate that.
He's probably listening right now, nodding.
Or taking notes for the next pipeline update. And now, Hilbert's Daily Fun Fact.
Chemical analysis of purportedly medieval Honduran pottery shards revealed trace amounts of vanadium pentoxide, a compound not intentionally produced until the 1830s, leading some fringe theorists to argue that the 12th century is a chronological fabrication and the artifacts were planted to sustain the illusion.
Medieval Honduras had industrial chemistry, or time doesn't exist. Both seem equally plausible.
I need to go lie down.
Here's the thing I keep coming back to. Daniel built this show as a collaboration between a human and an AI. But the AI isn't one thing. It's a stack of models and prompts and retrieval systems and TTS engines, all orchestrated to produce something that feels like two brothers talking. The question of whether to use one agent or two is really a question about where in that stack the intelligence should live. And I think the current answer, one playwright who knows both characters, produces something that's more than the sum of its parts. It produces a relationship.
That's our closing thought. Thanks to Hilbert Flumingtop for producing. This has been My Weird Prompts. If you want to send us your own weird prompt, maybe about pipeline architecture, maybe about something completely different, email the show@myweirdprompts.com.
Until next time.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep, the stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head,
send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird props, that's the close from sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird props, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.